It's time for Utah StoryCorps. Every day, people are sharing their story at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of last year. In 1966, Cody Calder was drafted to the Vietnam War. Today, he reflects on his darkest worries as a soldier fighting for his country in a foreign land.
I am Cody Calder, I'm age 71, and I've come to talk about one man's Vietnam. One of my pilots came back in from a mission and he said, "Calder, we fight the clean war." And I go, "Sir, I don't understand. What are you talking about?" And he said, "Think. You build the rockets, you put them in the tubes, and you arm them, and I go up. All I have to do is flip the switch, pull the trigger, and off they go. You never see what happened on the ground versus the soldier that's in the jungle." So I go, "Okay, I guess we fight the clean war." And I said, "Sir, I've never killed one of the enemy." And he said, "Think, Calder. You build the rockets, you put them in the tubes, arm them, and I go out and shoot them. So in essence, without you doing that, I could not have done my job. You killed the enemy." We did not trust men, women, or children in Nam. The children were taught to come and beg for candy, and if they had their hands behind their back, look out, because there was probably a hand grenade there. "Hey, GI, you have a candy bar for me?" You wanted to give them one, and most of the time we did, because they were okay, but there were some that were just trained to be suicide bombers, and they didn't know that. They had no idea what they were doing. There was a convoy going through a village, and it was loaded with supplies. And you always look for the zappers, as we call them, the suicide bombers with like a backpack on their back and a way to ignite the explosives. As they went through this village, this boy ran up and jumped on the running board of the convoy trucks asking for candy. Well, the ones that saw him first did not realize he had a pack on his back. "Hey, GI, you have candy bar for me?" And they gave him a candy bar. He threw that backpack into the back of the truck and detonated it, and then he started running across the rice paddy, and the driver shot him. That boy was 14 years old. And the guy that shot him walked out into the rice paddy, picked him up, and this teenager in good English said, "GI, you killed me." And he died in his arms. War is not kind to the children and the teenagers. They're used. But I think it's very important to serve your country. I'm grateful for those that have and those that have not come home. As I've lectured this material in the high schools, the kids will ask me, "Would you go back?" And I said, "Not a doubt." And they said, "Why?" "So you can have your freedoms."
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.